a tourist has just destroyed our fence. I understand that this could have been a life-threatening accident. Hope that they're not terribly hurt. We've been asking to reduce the speed limit in front of our marae for years, for years. What if one of our mokopuna, or what if there was a hui here? What if there was a tangi here? What if we had people here gathered waiting to come onto the marae? Our concern around having the speed limit reduced in front of our marae is real. And right now, it's had taken two big trees out, this car. There's cars going past all the time. Our concerns are real, and the government need to take a real hard look at reducing the speed limit in front of all the marae in Awanui. We've had so many people killed as a result of speeding in front of our marae, speeding in front of our whare karakia, all this sort of stuff. It's got to stop. My uncle, who's 80 years old, came across this. My mum, that's 80. I mean, octogenarians first on the scene to something that could have been avoided. This could have been avoided. And now who's going to pay for this? Who's paying for all of this that needs to be fixed up so that kids don't run on the road?